So we have a few things going on at St. Anthony Parish. I want to let you know about St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You know where we're located. We're at 43 Holton Street in Alston. We're not too far up from Soldiers Field Road and obviously the Charles River. So we're over in that area. We're surrounded by Harvard University properties, including the Harvard University portal. And also the business school. And we're, even though it's a different zip code, used to be the same zip code, but even though it's a different zip code, we're not that far from WGBH. And also in the same zip code as we are is WBZ. So that's the area where we're in. And we got some things going on in that area at the parish. One of the things we've been doing is we've been reading the general instruction of the Roman Missal so that we have an understanding of what Mass is all about. And we're going to continue these discussions, but this time we're changing the subject. Now, yesterday I talked to you about the meeting that the bishops had, and the meeting began with an address to the bishops, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, so therefore the United States bishops. And I began the meeting, the meeting began with an address by Archbishop Christophe Pierre. I can't think of a name that's more French than that. Archbishop Christophe Pierre. I guess that's very, as you know my story. I studied 5 years of French in high school. To this day, the only thing I can really say in French is, I'd like a croissant et au beau pain. So anyway, I did my best with Christophe Pierre. But he gave this really powerful address to describe what it is that we believe in as Catholics and calling the bishops to really get back to these basics. So we're going to look at that address. We're going to actually read it on Tuesday, 7 o'clock at St. Anthony Parish. You're welcome to come by if you happen to be in the area. Tuesday, 7 o'clock, St. Anthony Parish. We're going to read through the address. It's not that long. Maybe, maybe a page and a half, but it's enough that we can discuss. So that's one of the things that's going on. And you know, we discussed yesterday that the plans by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, so again, that means the United States bishops, to come up with a statement somewhere, or more or less a document that's kind of like a catechesis, coming out more around November, that'll describe a catechesis on the Eucharist and also go into who should and should not receive the Eucharist, which, as we've understood, has had repercussions. Part of it is because the media always reduces everything to the simplest and not necessarily the most accurate statement. So their whole question is, are we going to make a statement of whether or not the President of the United States can receive the Eucharist? And obviously, we discussed a little bit about that yesterday. They have decided they're not going to make that fine of a statement, and they were strongly encouraged by the Holy See not to, among others, because this could easily become a political football that they have no business entering in. You know, they, as some of the members of the Democratic Party who are Catholics have said, weaponizing the Eucharist, and you don't want to do that in any way, shape, or form. But one of the things that I thought of in light of this whole thing that we talked about yesterday, I was putting together my homily for this coming weekend, which I also invite you to experience. Come to the 10 o'clock Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. I already told you where we are. By the way, did I give you the address? I guess I did, but I'll say it again. 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts. We have parking there. But anyway, if you come to the parish, you'll hear the homily. And I'm going to be addressing a lot of the issues surrounding that, but most all, a solution, which I'm also going to mention right here. You know, I'm looking at that, and I looked at, as I said, I am just absolutely fascinated by the fact that the congressional members, the Catholic congressional members of, how do you describe this? I guess Catholics who are representatives in Congress, I guess we do it that way, because none of them in the Senate, they didn't address it, but the Congress did. And they asked that, you know, they made the statement. It was a powerful statement, which I said, you know, this is a powerful moment. When all of a sudden, out of the blue, comes this statement from these Catholic members of Congress saying how important the Eucharist is to them. Well, you don't let that go by. That's a really powerful statement. So much so that one of the members of Congress was Representative Jim McGovern, who's from the northern part of the state. I'm obviously from Alston, so he's not my representative. Mine is Ayanna Presley, but I don't believe she is Catholic. And So I did write to Representative Jim McGovern, and I proposed to him, and I think this is somewhere we need to go. Obviously, this isn't something that would be arranged by Congress or arranged by a congressman. This would come from the Catholic members of the Catholic Church within the United States. And that is to have a night of Eucharistic adoration. And I got the idea from the reality of what I put together from my homily, where people are coming to Christ as the source of life. That's what you're going to see in the gospel this weekend when you go to Mass. And I brought that into, it's like one of those times that we as Catholics could come together and we could come before the Eucharist that we adore so much in that we believe this is the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And we could come together and say, as Catholics, how much we believe in this. We're going to talk about more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You've decided to return to your faith and to start to go back to church. Then everything seems to go wrong. It's almost as if the Lord is making it harder for you. You're discouraged. Have you read Sirach chapter 2? Yes, Sirach chapter 2 has one of the most powerful words of encouragement.
When you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials.
It reminds you that your difficulties are how God is purifying you.
Though in fire, gold is tested. In the chosen, in the crucible of humiliation.
So the next time you feel the whole world is working against you, check out Sirach chapter 2.
In the Old Testament.
And don't forget our website, catholicaudiomedia.com. You can check out our website. You can check out the archives for the show. You can send us feedback. You can send us a prayer request. You know, all kinds of things at catholicaudiomedia.com. So anyway, what I was saying is, you know, this is an opportunity for us, even on a national level, but obviously it would have to be arranged, not necessarily by the bishops, by the way, but as Catholics, Catholic priests, Catholic laity, coming together and say, you know, this is a time for us to find a specific night to come together as Catholics in Eucharistic adoration. So I think that's something we should do. And I actually proposed the idea to not only Representative Jim McGovern, but I encouraged him, if he wouldn't mind, to send that to other representatives. I sent it through his house.gov webpage. And I also encourage him especially to send it to Representative Ted Lieu. If you haven't read from him, he got very angry at the whole debate, and he was really angry. But then he also signed onto this document, which was very well written and very well thought out. And I said, you know, you just don't let this stuff go. You just don't turn around and just dismiss that. This is a very powerful, maybe a spirit-led moment. Now, one of the fascinating things when you're talking about the Eucharist is obviously we as Catholics believe in Eucharistic adoration because we believe that Jesus is present in the Eucharist. And therefore, we come before the Eucharist and we come before in prayer. The issue of receiving the Eucharist is never a part of that because you are in adoration, adoring the Holy Trinity through Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. So it's a powerful, powerful moment. And I think this is a moment that I would love to see that on a national level, at the very least, I would ask, even though he's not within our listening group, but he is on the podcast, if he happens to, someone happens to want to send this to him, Archbishop, now Cardinal Wilton Gregory, who is the Archbishop of Washington, D.C. Maybe something like that can happen in Washington. But I think this is a national level, that this is something that we as Catholics can come together as people who are in adoration of the Eucharist, uniting ourselves around the Eucharist, especially here in the Archdiocese of Boston. We originally called this the Year of the Eucharist, but then, of course, COVID came in and threw everything off, and now everything's thrown off. But I think this would be a powerful moment. So actually, if you happen to be listening to this and you want to share this with others, including maybe your Catholic representative, if you happen to have one, especially if he or she signed that document, please consider doing that. And let's see if we can come together and do some form of a national night of adoration. Obviously, it would be focused on the adoration, but it wouldn't necessarily have to be focused. Well, if it was, well, let me put it this way. If it was a national night, then we'd be doing it throughout the country. So it wouldn't necessarily have to be focused on Washington, D.C., although I'm sure there would be, if it was done there, and it doesn't necessarily happen to be have to be focused. We don't necessarily need, you know, one of the teachings, let me put it this way. One of the teachings I always give that the bishops are not there to tell you what to do. They're there to tell you what not to do. Okay, they're never there to tell you what to do. They're there to tell you what not to do. So if you choose, you say, you know, this is how we may spread the faith, and they turn around and say, no, you can't do it that way. That's not the way we're supposed to. Well, that's their role. So this is not something that someone can turn around and say, well, you can't do that. It's something we can do. And finding a national way, a national night of adoration. So if you are interested in helping a planning process of this and seeing how we can do this, please let me know. You can contact me through CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And you can check that out. But you know what? That is desperately what we need. We can pray for this. We can ask the Lord to bless this. And we can put this together. So that would be a national night of adoration. Tomorrow we're going to listen to Father Adriano Zandana. It's not going to be a live program. He's going to be taking a course on global communications. So we're going to be showing, we're going to be playing some of his previous programs over the next several months while he is studying by long distance to the university. I think it's University of East New Mexico, but he's going to be doing it from Brazil. In the meantime, we will see you tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.